Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Leaving Clark Kent, whom he knows to be Superman, near death in a secret cellar, Henry Miller, the Nazi atom man, destroyed the Metropolis Stadium. He then phoned the mayor and threatened to destroy the rest of the great city that night. Miller boasted that Superman was dying and that he had eliminated his former ally, an international spy named Sidney. Editor Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, and private detective Candy Myers hurried to Sidney's deserted country house, where Candy finally discovered the secret concrete room under the garage where Kent was trapped. As we continue now, Candy and Jimmy kneel anxiously beside the unconscious Kent. Nearby lie the bodies of Sidney and his Japanese servant, Jito. Listen.
Mr. Kent, say something. Mr. Kent. He doesn't answer. And look how white he is. Candy, he's dead.
Take it easy, Jim.
He is, I tell you. He golly.
Take it easy, I said. He's still alive.
Well, he is.
Yeah, but he's in bad shape. Needs a doctor.
Where are we going to get one? We're way out in the country.
I know. Look, run back to the house and get some water. Tell Mr. White to phone the nearest town and get a doctor out here. The police, too. Hurry up now.
All right. Okay.
Here! Candy! Where are you? What the... What's this big hole in the floor? Olsen, where did you pop up from?
There's a room down there. We found Mr. Kent.
What? Where?
I go down these stairs. I've got to get some water.
Good Godfrey. Candy, is he?
He's alive.
He is? Oh, thank heaven. What's the matter with him?
I don't know. There are no marks on him. But look how thin he is. Like he's been starved.
We've got to get a doctor.
I told Jim to call one.
I called the county police, and maybe they... who are those other two men on the floor?
The fat one is Sidney. The little one is his servant, Jito. They're both done for.
Well, they're blackened. They're charred.
Yeah, but don't ask me what happened. The only thing I can figure out about this whole screwy setup is how Kent tipped us off. There's the phone to the house on the wall there, see?
Yes, but never mind that now. We've got to do something for Kent.
Well, as soon as Jim gets back...
Oh, here he comes now.
Here I am. Did he come too?
No. Let's have that water.
Yeah. Okay, here.
Yeah. Now, help me hold up his head, Mr. White.
Yep. Oh, there. All right. Oh,
gosh. He's so thin.
You can't imagine what happened to him.
Come on now, Kent. Better drink some of this, fella.
I think he's coming too.
Sure he is. Look, he's starting to sit up.
Easy, Kent. Take it easy, boy.
More water.
But you hear that? He's all right. He's all right.
Oh, thank heaven.
Here you are, Kent. Drink it slowly.
Oh, that's good.
How do you feel now?
What happened, Kent?
I'll be all right. Just bring me more water and some food. Been starving almost a week.
Jumping, Jemima. Jim, run back to the house and raid the icebox. Step on it.
Okay. Oh, boy, am I happy.
Candy, what about Miller?
Don't try to talk yet. You're too weak.
Oh, tell me. Miller said he's going to... destroy Metropolis.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight?
Oh, forget it, Kent. Miller's bluffing.
No, he's not bluffing. He has atomic power. Terrific atomic power.
Now, wait a minute. I'll
tell you he has, Chief. Look at Sidney there. And Jito. Miller finished them with it.
On the level, Kent?
Yes. And only I know the secret of his power. He wears a little box on his throat. An electronic converter. If I can get that converter, he'll be helpless. Oh, but I'm so weak. I almost died. Miller and Sidney figured out the one way I could be finished.
What are you talking about, Kent?
Oh, he's raving. He's out of his mind.
Oh, I've got to get out of here before it's too late. Come on, help me out. Maybe the fresh air...
Now, wait, Kent.
No, don't argue, Chief. Help me. That's it. Get me outside. And then bring me food... and more water. If I can get my strength back before tonight, we'll have a chance to save Metropolis.
Wait, take it easy, Kent. If what you say is true, and Miller has atomic power...
Oh, believe me, he has.
Then the only one who can stop him is Superman.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Come on. Help me up the steps.
Pausing only long enough for Kent to eat some food, our friends drive back to Metropolis. And a short time later, Kent, almost recovered, and Perry White are in the office of Inspector Henderson at police headquarters. Henderson is barking orders over the telephone.
That's right, Donovan. I want every boat except the police launches out of the canal by 5 o'clock this afternoon. And I want big floodlights. Plenty of them. Lighting up every foot of the banks. You got that? Okay. Check with me later. Well, I'm taking every possible precaution, but I'm afraid it isn't enough. We can't guard every foot of territory along the North Canal, the Metropolis River, and the reservoirs above the city.
What about the Army, Inspector?
Well, they're cooperating, Mr. White. But even so, it's almost a physical impossibility to cover all that territory. Why, he might be disguised as a soldier again. A laborer, even a woman.
I'll know him. Only I see him in time.
Big help you'll be, Kent. Kent, do you have any idea how close the Atom Man has to be to his target to demolish it?
I don't know for a fact, Inspector, but from what I overheard him say, a couple of hundred yards is close enough.
What? Oh, a couple of hundred yards.
Right. I can't believe it. It's too fantastic. A human being able to generate atomic power? Oh, we're frightening ourselves with a boogeyman.
We can't ignore the facts. Now, as I see it, we're face to face with oblivion tonight.
Unless Superman can stop Miller.
Well, how do you expect to get Superman? Just look him up in the phone book and give him a ring?
Oh, I might not have to do that, Chief.
What do you mean, Kent?
I can't tell you now, but take my word for it.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. There's no time for nonsense. Besides, Miller said Superman was dying.
He was. But he's recovering rapidly. I don't know if he'll be strong enough by tonight to handle the Atom Man in the only way he can be handled, but he's certainly going to try.
Oh, he is. And how do you know?
Well, I know.
How, Kent? Good heavens, man, if you can contact Superman.
I think I can. Goodbye, Inspector.
Goodbye, Kent.
Goodbye, Chief.
What are you shaking hands for?
Well, this may be the last time you see me.
What?
Either Superman or the Atom Man will be finished tonight.
Well, what's that got to do with you?
You'd be surprised.
So long.
Gravely, Clark Kent leaves Inspector Henderson and Perry White to begin a desperate search for the Atom Man and pit himself once more against the human monster in a final desperate bid for victory. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, your announcer.
You know, gang, I'm sure you've had lots of prizes, but I'll bet none of them ever gave you as much fun as these swell new comic buttons you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. First off, it's mighty exciting to see which button is inside every time Mom opens a new package of Pep. If it's one you don't have yet, maybe Herbie or Winnie Winkle or Superman himself, well, that's a real thrill. And if it's a duplicate, then it's even more fun to trade with your pals. These characters are straight from the funny papers, you know, and they're done up in full comic strip colors. So you'll want to collect all 18 different buttons. Just ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. You just look inside the Pep package, and there you are, a brilliant new comic button, or a military insignia or warplane button. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Twilight is falling over Metropolis, along the North Canal, which links the Metropolis River with the bay, and along the 21 miles of river itself. Police and army personnel are on guard. Giant searchlights sweep the water and its banks, from which mystified civilians have been barred. High in the darkening sky, unseen to all below, Superman hovers, his keen eyes searching. Meanwhile, on one of the many highways climbing the hills to the north of the city, Henry Miller, the Atom Man, wearing cheap clothes, a checked cap and dark glasses, rides in the front seat of a small delivery truck beside the driver.
Oh, you just got out of the Navy, huh?
That's right. And am I glad to be home.
Sure, I know how you feel. I was in the Army for 3 years myself. Hey, I wonder what's going on in Metropolis tonight. Look at all those searchlights down there.
I guess they're looking for me.
For you?
Sure. Give me a welcome home party.
Say, that's pretty good. How far did you say you were going?
I'll be getting off pretty soon now. Say, that's a big reservoir up in the hills here, isn't it?
Biggest in the state. Holds about 100 million gallons.
What would happen if all that water spilled down the hill into Metropolis?
There just wouldn't be any Metropolis left, buddy. But don't worry, it can't happen.
Why not?
On account of the big concrete dam holding it in, that's why.
But suppose the dam was exploded?
Are you kidding? That dam's guarded all the time. Besides, who'd want to explode it? War's over.
That's what you think.
What do you mean, I think? I know.
Okay, have your way. You can drop me anywhere along here.
Right.
Thanks for the ride. So long.
So long. Don't go blowing up that reservoir dam now.
That's funny.
That's exactly what I'm going to do in a very few minutes. And that will be the end of Metropolis.
Leaving the road, the Atom Man slips into the dark woods and begins working his way toward the huge reservoir, poised like a giant basin above Metropolis. Can anyone or anything stop him now? Twice even Superman was defeated and almost annihilated by the man in whose blood runs the deadly atomic energy of kryptonite. But in tomorrow's episode, the Man of Steel makes what may be his last and most desperate challenge. So don't fail to be with us then. Same time, same station, for the final battle to the death between these two mighty foes. Tune in and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.